This episode of Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by L.L. Bean. Summer's all about getting outside. For quality outdoor clothing, gear, and accessories, turn to L.L. Bean, the expert for over a century. They got camp chairs, campsite organizers, blankets, coolers. Plus, get the stylish yet durable clothes you need for all types of weather, including their famous bean boots. For the best outdoor products, tips, and inspiration, visit llbean.com/Conan. Outside together since 1912. Solo Stove and Whistle Pig Whiskey have joined forces to introduce Camp Stock, a limited edition wheat whiskey that's aged in barrels toasted by Solo Stove, the world's favorite fire pit. On the rocks, neat, or in a s'mores old-fashioned, Camp Stock wheat whiskey, with its notes of graham cracker, baking spices, and vanilla, is the perfect fireside drink for summer nights. Cheers to whiskey flavored by the flame and savored by the flame. Please remember to pig out responsibly.
Summer S'mores with Conan and the Chill Chums, a six-part series with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Let's get started.
Here we are with Summer S'mores 2024.
This has become quite the tradition now. How did it all start, Summer S'mores? I forget.
We were doing the first year in studio at the Earwolf Studios, but I think it was just based off a joke where we were trying to get you be more chill, like Sona and me.
Yeah.
Right?
It all starts to unravel yeah. the minute you pick it
but
apart.
But then it became, we got into a big argument about s'mores.
Yes.
And yeah. I took the position, which scandalized Sona at the time, that s'mores are a treat that people think they're supposed to enjoy, but a lot of people really don't. And Sona,
I didn't know people didn't like them.
Well, I know. You made a fool of yourself. No, and there are people that like them, but I was surprised. It was one of the first times, Matt, that you agreed with me.
That's what I was just going to say.
And it really was when I think we grew a lot closer. Yeah. It's a very dry treat.
That's when we moved in together, remember?
Yeah, we shared an apartment without driving each other crazy. But it's a very dry treat. It's not particularly, I think people think they're supposed to like it. Yay, s'mores, but a lot of people don't. So anyway, we took down s'mores, and then a lot of fans called in and agreed. Mm-hmm. With me, and I felt empowered, mm-hmm. and I felt seen for the first time.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
oh,
really
I'm
seen.
I'm so happy for you that you felt seen.
I finally felt seen. Anyway, we
it
started.
It brings joy, and you don't like things that bring joy.
There you go. That's very good. Mm-hmm. So we started doing these this series and started taking them outside, which was fun. And then we thought every year we want to elevate it because mm-hmm. the fans seem to really enjoy this.
Yeah.
It's a summer treat. They just do. And we've got to do, this is what Adam Sachs calls fan service. He's like, well, we should do some fan service. And I'm like, hey, Mr. Corporate Ladder, can't you just say, why don't we try to make people that like our show happy? And he's like, it's called fan service at business school. That's what they taught us.
We're servicing the fans.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, take it easy.
Digitally.
Huh?
We're servicing them. All get
right.
it?
I'm trying not to.
We're blowing everyone digitally.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's,
okay.
It's a sexual thing.
I see.
We're okay. servicing the fans.
Got it.
Yeah.
Blowing them. Okay.
Blowing
so,
them. Digital blowies. Uh-huh.
We wanted to elevate it, which we just failed to do.
It'd be nice to break even again.
It'd be nice. But we thought we'd go someplace. We were trying to think of where to go, and then Sona kind of threw down the gauntlet because I rib her sometimes about how far away she lives, which
sometimes.
Is in Altadena?
Yes.
Altadena.
Yeah.
And it's not on a lot of maps. Like, if you go on Google Maps, they don't show Altadena. There's just a blurred area.
Or even if you just Google Altadena, it doesn't come up.
Yeah. No, but I looked at a map on...
Where do I live?
I looked at a map of the greater Los Angeles area, and as it got over towards Altadena, it got blurry, and then there were just drawings of sea monsters. Because a lot of, early sailors just didn't know what was over there.
Yeah.
So they drew sea monsters.
A lot of people just think now it's in Westeros.
Yeah. Yeah. It is featured. Altadena is featured in the last season of Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
There's different kind of cool castles that come folding out and come rising up. Those cool neat. And then there's Altadena, which is just one gear spinning on its own.
Broken teeth.
It's broken. But anyway, you said, let's go to Altadena. So
yeah.
I thought, you know what? I'm going to shut up. Enough of my jokes. about, you know, okay, I'm over on the west side and I have to go to Altadena. That's not cool.
Okay.
How about embrace this? This is a fun thing. So I got my shots.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
When you get to Altadena, you're not going to make any jokes then?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to say something.
Okay.
I'm going to say something. Yeah. I know me.
Yeah.
And I'm not the kind of guy to take a bit and just drive it into the ground.
Okay.
No. Not only will you not make any jokes, they won't probably be the same ones you're making right now.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Because we definitely have not already recorded.
No. This. So you won't make
and
any
jokes.
And I can
tell you for a fact that.
No. I'm telling you, I have no intention of doing those cheap, oh, I got my passport, you know, I changed my currency. Like, that stuff, a six-year-old could make those jokes.
A child.
And so, no, I won't do that. And also, I'll embrace that it's a rich, vibrant community.
It is.
I'm sure, is there like a playhouse or a museum there?
What do you mean? Like a, for, yes.
Is there a schoolhouse?
There's things. Other places have.
When did you become a guy in a David Mamet play? There's things.
We had a normal community. It's got everything. And also,
well, just say one thing that it has. You can't keep saying normal community and there are things.
We have a store.
A general store? Yeah. Do you have dry goods?
We have a place where you can get food. We have a place.
It's called a refrigerator.
You can go there. And you can get things
there's
that you need.
There's a place you can go.
Yes.
Okay, well, you just answered all my questions. There's a cultural center. There are museums. I'm sure there's a library. There has to be, legally.
There's definitely a library. The Altadena Library is actually a pretty cool library.
Have you been there?
Yeah, I've been there.
Do you know your Pony Express rider?
Did anybody get that?
I did.
Don't know.
He did.
Okay.
Yeah, he did.
What do you mean, like mail?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But listen.
Why have I joined in on this?
I don't even know. You live like 15 minutes away from me, Matt.
I know, but he has a point. But you're 15 minutes out there, farther.
Oh, my
though.
God. I'm just, you know what? It's a lovely community. There's horses. There's a lot of like people who have
farms. You seen the original Wonder Woman, the first movie? You know that way?
You know, I haven't.
On her island, you can't see it. And then you go through some fog and then you just peer in and then suddenly there's this amazing island. That it's like literally like 6 miles off of New Jersey.
Oh, the recent one.
Yeah, the one that came out.
Oh, I thought you meant there was like a movie that came out in like 1973.
The first Gal Gadot.
Oh, yeah.
What I'm talking about is I think that's a little bit Altadena, which is it's close to Pasadena, but very far away in other ways.
It's like Brigadoon or Atlantis or something. It's a little bit mythical.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take it. It's a lovely town. It's a great place to live. Mm-hmm. And you guys are just jealous.
Well, listen, we're going to go to Altadena.
Yeah.
And I am looking forward to it. Is there anything that you would advise me to bring along in preparation for this trek?
Bear spray.
What? No.
Do you have bears in the area?
There are bears.
Okay.
But they don't like, no, they do. They'll come if you're there. There's a lot of coyotes.
Oh, fans.
Yeah.
You said they'll come if you're there. Yeah, they're online. They'll probably hear about this.
No, they don't get. I mean, they're not like scared of people, really. They like go through people's trash a lot. We have a lot of coyotes.
I wonder if we'll see.
You know, I'm gonna
have a lot of peacocks.
You know what I'm gonna say? I am. I do fear a bear. I just don't know why I don't fear a coyote. Even if there's a bunch of them, I think I would just charge them and start swinging. I'd think like they're just dogs. I'd start swinging away at them.
You can fight a pack of coyotes?
I think I could, actually.
Amanda just saved a dog's life from two coyotes 3 days ago.
No. Yeah.
Dog was running down the street.
Oh, I thought that they were blackmailing the dog. and she intervened and called the authorities.
She called elder abuse.
The coyotes were engaged in an online scam. They were calling a little dog and saying, you need to help your cousin in Argentina. Roof, roof, roof. Yes. Just send the check.
The coyotes talk, but the dog doesn't talk.
Little dog doesn't talk in this reality. And the coyotes can kind of talk.
Okay.
The coyotes can kind of talk. And the things like, just send the check to our. Yeah, I love the idea of the coyotes. They're just calling. It's this shitty scam they're working. It's kind of. Yeah.
That's good.
It's a good bit.
Is it a good bit?
I think it's a pretty good bit.
Okay. I want to actually hear how she
just chased them down and got them away from the dog.
Oh, they were starting to circle.
Yeah, but she went into like war. Talk about Amazon warrior woman. She just went ballistic and screamed and ran down the street flailing her arms. And my daughter started freaking out. And It was crazy.
Whose dog was it?
We don't know. It's just someone, some neighborhood stray or
now,
something.
So they left, were they were full on attacking the dog. You know what they do, coyotes? They have one coyote that kind of lures
a dog. Yeah, I don't think that it, like, they hadn't attacked it physically yet. They were circling it.
Yeah. There's I've always heard that there's a coyote that comes out and maybe sort of puts on a wig and some lipstick. Oh. And it's just like, you know, hey, big boy, those are some pretty broad shoulders and a fluffy tail. And the dog's like, come with me. And then they lead her into the woods, and the dog is like, are you sure there's a bar here? Yeah. I don't know. Sure, yeah.
Honey trap. Yeah.
Just keep heading this way, big boy. And then suddenly you realize there's like, 30 coyotes surrounding you.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not.
Is it a honey trap or honey pot? Is it a honey pot?
Honey trap implies more. There's a, you're snared, you know. But fellas, what a way to go.
Being mauled to death?
Yeah, it doesn't work. Yeah, but what a way to go. Ripped apart by dogs? Oh, forget I said that. It's a guy who always says, but what a way to go, and hopes that it's applicable. Anyway, they burned up on reentry. Yeah, but what a way to go. Wait, burning up on reentry after a failed what? Yeah, but forget it. Enjoy all the versatility of a fire pit without the smoke. Hello. Mm-hmm. And that messy cleanup. How do you do it? Solo Stove. The stainless steel construction of Solo Stove fire pits is designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently, resulting in a smokeless fire. Solo Stove fire pits are easy to light, portable, come in a variety of sizes and colors, and have a lifetime warranty. That's why it's the world's favorite smokeless fire pit.
Yeah.
I kind of wish we were all sitting around a smokeless fire instead of being stuck in this stuffy studio right now.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to light a smokeless fire in here. It's kind of a contained environment. No. For the outdoors, that's the idea. Head to solostove.com and use promo code CONAN20 to get $20 off your order of $200 or more. For some serious big pig energy, check out Whistle Pig, the leading independent craft whiskey brand. You heard what I said. They make some seriously well-crafted rye, bourbon, even wheat whiskeys. Clearly have a ton of fun doing it, like naming the whiskeys after the pigs of their Vermont farm distillery. Isn't that a cool idea?
I like that.
Hey, pig, what's your name? We're going to put it on some whiskey. Whistle Pig's high rye and bold bourbon whiskeys push the boundaries of flavors. Whether you like it spicy or sweet, Whistle Pig has the best whiskey for your maple old fashioned. Cheers to the pig! Oh, I've lost my mind. They sent us some whiskey. Can they send a pig too? Find Whistle Pig whiskey at shop.whistlepigwhiskey.com or at your local bar or liquor store. Please remember to always pig out responsibly. L.L. Bean makes getting outside more comfortable. And that's because they believe everyone deserves time with nature. It doesn't need to be epic. Looking at the stars or walking the dog are great outdoor activities. You know, on a chilly night, L.L. Bean's puffer blankets can do it all.
That's nice.
They're incredible. Light, warm, packable, versatile. Plus, it snaps at the top to let you wear it like a cape.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. But of course, summer days get inevitably hot. So get L.L. Bean's Adventure Tote Cooler.
Oh.
It's tough. Soft-sided cooler, has compact design features, impressive capacity, holds up to 36 12-ounce cans with 5 pounds of ice. You know, I love those L.L. Bean chairs.
Yeah, those were great.
Have a nice seat anywhere. You feel like the king of your own realm.
It was a whole L.L. Bean setup, too. Yeah. We had the chairs, and then they sent me a sweater that was really nice, and those bean boots.
You know what? And you look nice in those things, too. I like it when you dress well.
Oh,
thank you, L.L. Bean. L.L. Bean, it'll class Sona up anytime. For the best outdoor products, tips, and inspiration, visit llbean.com/Conan. Outside together since 1912. I will say this. I am excited to go to your home. Because,
I am too.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. And I know that, listen, I've been to your house before in daylight. I have not been to Altadena in the nighttime.
Yeah.
And I don't think many people have.
Uh-huh.
No, it's just one of those things that they tell you that, like, when you land at the airport, don't go to Altadena late at night.
Because is there electricity?
Yes, it's a normal town. There's stuff.
Okay.
Stop saying
there's stuff.
That doesn't work.
Well, you keep calling it normal, which makes me think it's not normal. Because we're joking, but then when you say that, I think maybe there's something
to this. Hey, you want a burger? There's a burger. You want a pizza?
There's a burger. There's a burger in a field. There's a burger in a field. And even the coyotes won't touch it.
There's parks.
That's the town burger.
Yeah.
Do you want to see the burger? Well, it's out here. I'll show you.
Been there.
Why are you wearing a wig, coyote?
You want to see the burger? It's up this way.
Then you get to the burger. Oh, that burger looks kind of old. Why are you taking your wig off? Sucker. So I think we're going to have a good time.
I think so, too.
You know what? I'm going to say this, and I know this sounds a little corny, but when I'm with you guys, I have a good time. So I think wherever we go, we'll make it a good time, even if it's Altadena.
What? Come on. You were so close. You were so close to being nice. Altadena is a really cool place.
Stop shouting.
It is. It's a cool place.
Would you ever run for a city council and become part of the community service?
I would. You're a famous person that lives in Altadena.
You're announcing
but it's,
your
there
candidacy?
There is no city council. It's not incorporated. It's an unincorporated part of Los Angeles County.
Wait, there's no city council?
As far as I know, no. It's part of the greater Los Angeles.
When you turn your faucet, what comes out?
Pasadena is incorporated. Altadena is unincorporated.
Right,
we're part of LA County.
I will not live someplace that isn't incorporated.
Yeah,
I need to be part of a corporation.
Where you currently live is an unincorporated part of Los Angeles.
Don't say where I live.
I'm just saying.
Listen, people just need to remember that I live in Catalina.
No, but where you live is not incorporated. You don't have your own stuff. You don't have like a fire department. You have LA fire department.
No, that's insane.
Well, you guys just have a bucket brigade.
You live so close to me. I really live close
within the corporate realm.
Yeah,
Pasadena though.
Right. And we have I don't have anything, but there's some celebrities that live in the area. And I know they all have robot drones that will take care of if shit goes down.
Oh, okay.
There's robots that
I could get a robot drone.
No. Not Altadena. The robot would be like, thanks, but no, I'm good.
The robot turns it down.
not worth the risk.
Where is it? I'm checking Google. Sea monsters. I think I'll be... You're a robot. You have to do what I tell you to do. I have to do most things, but that's a little sketchy.
Outside of my directive.
I'll just hang out in Pasadena. It's incorporated.
A legal tax entity.
Are we going to drink?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you making a cocktail?
I worked up something, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if it's called the S'more Session.
Hey!
In honor of you.
All right. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
That'll come along later in the batch of episodes, though.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's you. This man, Matt Gourley, makes a mean cocktail.
Sure does.
You really are an artist.
I don't know what I'm doing, but thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're quite good. Mm. As long as we, within reason.
Yeah.
As long as we... Just sip lightly and we don't go out.
That's why we're
hard.
Waiting for later in the episodes. We're not going to get to it right away.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good because it can obliterate an episode.
Yeah.
Mm. I've seen it happen in the past.
I think it's fun.
I know you do. I know you do. But I'm not taking you home in a wheelbarrow again.
It helps me tolerate these Altadena jokes, actually. So I think it is in our best interest.
It's a whole kind of joke now, Altadena.
The city itself?
Yeah, no. Oh. She said these Altadena jokes. It's just become like a whole kind, like mother-in-law jokes.
Yeah,
mother-in-law
jokes
was Altadena jokes.
It has. It's a brand. I think I want to ask the people of Altadena to rise up.
It's already.
I don't know. We can do something.
It's speaking of, and this isn't no pun intended, but it is very high. You're at a very high altitude.
It is a high altitude. Yeah.
Altitude. Oh, you're an altitude.
It is. It's a high altitude. It's nice. It's in the fire zone. But it's really pretty up there. There's so much hiking.
It is beautiful.
There's
up there.
Waterfalls nearby. There's it's just cool. I think you got to give it a chance.
You sold me.
I'm going to. I'm coming.
All right.
I'm gonna
just get. Come.
Yeah, I'm going to go and experience Altadena.
Are you doing anything to the house to prepare for the onslaught of crew and cameras and stuff?
I want to make that clear to people that I know we have a very casual vibe here, but this is a professional organization. We are, I'm just going to say it, we're a big podcast. And when we move, an army moves with us.
Yeah.
I mean, really dedicated people come and they set it all up. They take care of everything. It's very impressive.
Yeah, I mean,
there's
probably at least 20 people coming to something like this, right?
Yeah. Oh, and I'm going to get food because I have to give people some food.
Yeah, and what will you get? Oh, will your parents be around?
Yeah, they're going to watch the boys.
Okay.
Will you get the burger?
The burger? Yeah. Well, you can get the burger. We could do the pizza. We could, I don't know. I was going to just get some, like, you know, boat eggs. What? It's a cheese-filled puff pastry.
What? I don't know what that is. I honestly don't know what a boreg is.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't know.
Boreg. What is it?
It's a cheese-filled puff pastry.
Okay.
Like
still not getting it. Say it again.
There's like different, but there's a lot of different cultures.
Is it Armenian or Greek?
I think that there's versions in many cultures.
Okay.
But in our culture, it's just like puff pastry. And then there's cheese, and then you bake it, or you can fry it. There's so many different ways to make it. And then, you know, I'll probably just get some other stuff. I have people to my house and not feed them. My mom would be furious.
Are you good about that? I'm very good at when people come over, I want to feed them. I want there to be bounty when people come over to my house.
Yeah.
And my wife, that wasn't her culture so much. And we work that out over time.
Okay. You brought her over to your side?
I did in the early days. She'd say, oh, and I purchased, there are three people coming, and I purchased three thin wafers.
That surprises me.
She's so sweet. She's very nice. Yeah. She just didn't know. And I come from these, just a giant crazy pirate ship of insane people who just buy tons of corned beef and rolls and just lots of everything. If two people, whatever food you would need, buy 10 times that much is how I was raised.
Yeah, same. Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Well,
I think we did it.
Okay. Is it done?
It sure sounds like it.
Can it be done?
Hey, a quick question.
Yeah.
What should I be wearing? Are there mosquitoes? Does it get super cold?
Yeah, there's
at night?
A lot of random insects, but you should just dress kind of warm. And then we'll have a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll be fine.
Would it be off-putting if I came in a very, very fancy trailer and I was inside and I would just...
Like the Star Wagons?
Yeah, and I would just peek out the window occasionally at you guys, but I was inside and I was, watching Lawrence of Arabia in HD and eating like a incredible veal parmesan and wearing a silk lounging robe. And then every now and then I'd lean out my head and go, Summer Spores! There's nothing like it! And then I'd close my little window and you'd hear...
So the rest of the episode is just me and Sona hanging out?
But I occasionally lean my head out.
Yeah.
I'm there for the entire episode.
Right.
Oh.
But I only occasionally lean out.
That sounds pretty good.
I actually wouldn't mind that at all.
We'll have
just
the cocktail early.
Sona and girls time? That'd be fun.
I agree.
Yeah, but you keep noticing that incredible foods and masseuses are going in, all kinds of... There's just a constant stream of people going in to take care of my various
But we still just
needs.
Get to hang out together.
Yeah, but just the two of us, we're cool with that. Yeah, that's fine.
Did I mention that I have a generator?
That's fine.
It's very loud and shoots out a lot of toxic smoke. But it's there to power...
Well, how do you think house already runs?
It's there to power my massage chair.
I think that sounds like a good time.
All right.
We should definitely do a summer s'mores one time where it's just me and Matt.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
You know what? I'm okay with that.
Okay.
No. And you know what? I don't think the fans will miss me at all. Oh my God. I'm so full of myself.
All right. Well, guys, let's head out to Sona's place right now.
Off for we go two. To Altadena to see the wonders of a new world.
Okay. It's just a normal place.
Altadena.
A lot of normal things.
Tell my wife I loved her.
Okay. I drive there.
We already sent out the scouts.
Okay.
They didn't come back. The horse came back without them.
You send a horse?
They came out, they went on horseback, and then the horse just comes back without them. And old Westerns, that's how you know there's trouble.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Murderer.
Summer S'mores with Conan O'Brien, Sona Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Additional production support by Mars Melnick. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 669-587-2847 and leave a message. It, too, could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production, in association with Earwolf.